You can gather around on that side or on this side. Just kind of gather around. Do you guys know what this is? No? It's a baptismal font. Now, some of you might have been here a few months ago when we baptized a baby, little Ava. You guys know Ava, some of you? Yeah. Well, then we talked a little bit about baptism and what it means, how it is a sign and a seal of God's grace. So it represents God's grace to us, how God loves us. And one of the things that happens at a baptism is that people make a lot of vows. Do you guys know what vows are? No? They're promises. Do you know what promises are? Yeah? Yeah? And so when a baby comes to be baptized, a lot of people make promises about faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. But do you think the baby makes that promise? No, because a baby can't make a promise, can they? It's kind of hard. So why would we baptize a baby if it's about making promises and everything? You know? Well, other people that are with the baby's parents make some promises. The whole congregation makes some promises. And they make those promises for that baby. And do you know why we do that? It's because it kind of, when we do it that way, when it's a baby that comes to be baptized and is brought by their parents, what that baptism represents is how God is working in our lives and loves us even before we can say anything, even before we know how to make promises. That's pretty special, isn't it? That God does that in our lives before we even know about it. And then, so then we have the whole congregation making promises and the parents making promises. But that's not where it stops. It keeps going. The promises that everybody makes talk about how we're going to do something for that baby, that we're going to nurture that baby and support that baby and to teach that baby about Jesus. And then what happens is that baby grows up and then they start going to children in worship and then they go to Sunday school and eventually they end up in confirmation class. And that's what's happening today. They're no longer babies. They're high school kids, most of them. They're going to come up here in a little while, and they're going to make that promise for themselves that their parents made and that the congregation made for them when they were really little. They're going to make that promise today. So I thought it'd be nice to talk about that and gather around the font, and we can remember that each one of us who has been baptized, those kinds of promises have either been made for us or we've made them ourselves. And in doing that, we remember God's promise of His love for us. Shall we bless the children? Christ be with you as you go to learn and worship. Go in peace.